I'm speaking with Jeff Schladeau. He's the director of the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center, which just released its 2015 State of Lake Tahoe report. Jeff, thank you for joining KUNR.
It's my pleasure.
Can you just walk me through some of the high-level findings from the report?
The one that really jumps out this year is the impact of climate change and how it has actually increased in magnitude and accelerated. Really, in the last 16 years, we've had 15 of the warmest years on record.
How much of what you're seeing in the report is based on normal variability, and how much is based on human impact?
Well, that's really what we don't know. So natural variability, there is always lots of interannual change. You know, the underlying trend of warming effects here is unmistakable. You can see it in the climate records going back over 100 years at Lake Tahoe, and you can see it in the lake records that go back, in some cases, over 50 years.
Well, yeah, let's talk temperature for a little bit. The average temperature of the lake is rising, so what does that mean for the lake and then for the region as a whole?
When water gets warmer, the metabolic rates of everything living in that water will increase. Things are growing faster and they're decomposing faster. As the water temperature changes, you're suddenly making the water less hospitable to organisms that have always lived there. And finally, and this is probably the biggest threat, is with the increased metabolism, the increased growth of algae in the lake, as this decomposes, we're going to start consuming the oxygen that's dissolved in the water. And that's always happened and always will happen, but we're concerned that the rate at which it will happen will increase, and we're going to risk running out of oxygen.
Wait, so how does that work exactly? How is Lake Tahoe losing oxygen?
During these warmer winters, we're not getting the amount of mixing that we're used to. Mixing of the lake is what happens in all lakes in winter. The surface gets cold and very dense. It tends to mix the surface of the lake, and that mixing goes down deeper and deeper, and in some years, all the way to the bottom. That's what brings in new oxygen.
So of all the findings in the report, what is the most concerning to you?
One is the low fraction of snow. That is changing the physics of the lake. When you get 30% snow in your precipitation, it means that of the water entering the lake, a large fraction of it comes directly from snowmelt. When you get the majority of it coming from rain, that water is coming in a lot warmer. This warmer water is lighter, and so it's going to flow near the surface of the lake. As it does that, it brings in contaminants, fine particles, nutrients, and introduces them right near the surface, as opposed to what happened in the past, where they used to plunge down and enter it at some great depth.
In looking at the report myself, it does seem like there's a lot of doom and gloom that we could take from it. But were there any major positive findings?
Well, the positive finding is that we're seeing these changes now. Agencies up here have been very proactive in trying to address and find solutions. What this is telling us is that maybe those solutions need to be relooked at. The good news is many of the agencies, if not all of the agencies, want to make sure that the solutions they're proposing will have the desired effect.
Jeff Schladeau is the director of the Tahoe Environmental Research Center at UC Davis. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Noah.